Well, let's welcome on as we get set for the Missouri legislative session that's going to be starting up, of course, in the next several weeks. Let's say hi to one of our local state reps. Doug Ritchie is joining us here on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM and 103.7 FM. Always good to have him on. And Representative, thank you for being here. Let's start off here with this Parents' Bill of Rights. You have filed this bill, and it would require schools to tell parents why they do what they do. What is your goal here in this?
Well, Peter, it's always a joy to join you and have these conversations. And yes, I did file House Bill 1995, the Parents' Bill of Rights for Student Well-Being. And it will address many of our current concerns that parents and even teachers have communicated who share very similar concerns that parents are talking about. And it's basically just making sure that there is a healthy respect for the role parents are to play in the education of their children. Children belong to parents long before they belong to an administrator, school boards, or teachers. And parents need to be respected for that.
So is this like, you know, the Parents' Bill of Rights that you are calling it? Our friends at the Show Me Institute, a think tank here in the state of Missouri, they join us on Wednesdays. I don't know if you've seen what their Parents' Bill of Rights is like. Is it similar to that? Is it different in nature? Do they tie together at all?
Sure, yeah, they're very similar. I filed this primarily out of the responsibility that I have as the chairman of the Joint Education Committee that's made up of members from both chambers. Interacting over the summer with parents and teachers, administrators from around the state, we do have legitimate concerns right now that need to be addressed in different parts of the state. That's not to say every district has problems that are being focused upon right now, but we do need a response. And entities like Show Me Institute, their version of the Parents' Bill of Rights and this are very similar. I'm certainly not the only member that has filed this type of legislation, but I felt that as the chairman of this committee, I definitely needed to do my part and hopefully play a pronounced role in getting this accomplished.
So Representative Doug Ritchie out of Excelsior Springs is joining us, chairman of the Joint Committee on Education. I mean, this is obviously a huge topic, especially given the last couple of years. What else do you guys, I know you had a pretty solid school choice bill that got through. I didn't think it was perfect last year, but it was solid. What else can we expect, hopefully, on the school choice front?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Sure. So I think that there's definitely interest in trying to find ways to expand the benefit of ESAs. That is a topic that comes up frequently. We have other opportunities to make sure that, you know, whether we're talking about issues like Parents' Bill of Rights, looking at history education, which I have yet to file it, but I'm working with some various subject matter experts on the matter of history education so that we can help to bolster history that is anchored in reality, that is not being redacted by a Marxist worldview. So that is definitely going to be coming front and center as well. We also have some other bills, you know, in the education space that I think are much more bipartisan in nature that make sense, that are supported by many people within the educational establishment. But I do think that right now we are sitting at a moment in history where we're taking a serious look at how we do education. And I'm grateful that we have educators that have their heads screwed on straight. They're conservative. They want to get this right. They're asking for relief. And right now they're just having to keep their heads down because working within their context, they are often not celebrated in terms of their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you've got obviously overwhelming support, I imagine, for most of this in the House and then also in the state Senate down in Jeff City. Of course, you are working with a Republican governor in Governor Parson. What I mean, you know, we see Florida as kind of a blueprint of a lot of this stuff here over the last several months or so. Do you think that Missouri can be that aggressive and impactful on some of these issues, or do you have concerns over, you know, maybe a little too much infighting on your side of the aisle?
Pete, I think that we ought to be out front on this. I don't know that we have any excuse for not getting some important work accomplished. No matter what any other state is doing, Missouri needs to get this right. And I think that we will be held accountable if we don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Representative, thank you very much for being here. What else should people know before we let you go about this bill and what the focus will be, especially for you on the education front going into the 2022 cycle?
Sure. Well, I'll continue to push information out on social media. People can find me at Doug Ritchie Mo on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'll continue to push information out there as well as other more formal venues. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a really interesting session. Everything from my chairing the federal stimulus appropriations committee, everything from that to education. We're going to have an interesting cycle. We have a good opportunity to get a lot of good work done, and I just hope that that we walk away in May looking back on a productive time.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Representative, thank you for being here, sir. We appreciate the time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Doug Ritchie out of Excelsior Springs, Clay County on KCMO.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.